الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers once again we have gathered here on this mubarak and auspicious occasion of Eid al-Adha As far as the Qurbani is concerned, as far as the story of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his sacrifice is concerned, abundant amount of literature has been distributed and even little children are aware of the whole story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then what is the difference? If they know the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we as adults also know the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there must be some difference in the understanding of the little child and the understanding of adults. The difference is this, that we have to take lessons from the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his qurbani. And his whole life. There is no time definitely to go into the details and also the number of lessons that we can take from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life. But in the very short time that we have, I just wish to highlight one or two aspects of his life and then relate it to ours. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Aslim, submit yourself. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told, Aslim, submit yourself. So as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ All my will, all my desires, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. He says, I have submitted myself, O Allah, to you. Whatever is your hukam, whatever is your order, I am prepared to accept at any cost. At the cost of my life, cost of my children's life, my child's life, at the cost of my family, at the cost of my town, my city, my country. Whatever is your hukam, I am prepared to accept your hukam and your order. Now this is the main issue, this is the main lesson that we have to take from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life, that there was implicit obedience at every turn and corner. The tests and trials of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are well known. They were not simple little trials, they were not just simple little tests that we face in our lives, they were very severe tests. And of course the most difficult one was to place the knife on the throat of his beloved son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And it was also a very difficult one to take his child and his wife and go and leave them in a barren land at that time where there was no water, there was no food, there were no human beings. But on the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had to undertake that order. So he was ready to take whatever hukam comes from Allah ta'ala. And he proved to the world that when you obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah does not destroy you. Outwardly it seems that you have sacrificed, you have given a great amount of whatever you possess. But in reality Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who has blessed us with those ni'mats. He tests us for a little while. And if we fulfill his hukam, then Allah ta'ala has promised in the Quran Sharif and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his Ahadith Sharif, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then, out of His pleasure, then He will give this person the both worlds. If we only understand this one point, and that is why in Hajj also, most of those actions that people undertake in Hajj, it does not appeal to the person who is not a believer in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Stoning of the Jamarat, throwing pebbles at those at the Jamarat there. Now outwardly it doesn't appeal to a person's senses. We can call it symbolic, we can say whatever we wish to. But adults, sane people, intelligent people, great muftis, qaris, hafizes of the Quran Sharif, scholars of Islam, business people, kings, rulers, each and every one of them taking seven pebbles and stoning. So outwardly it doesn't make sense. But those stones are actually thrown at our own aqal and intelligence. That what you have to really do is accept the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether it appeals to you or it doesn't appeal to you. At present we want to know the wisdom behind each and every hukam of Allah, then we accept it. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Now this same Islam, the same submission, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also said Aslamtu. And then we also have been told to say same thing, Aslamtu, that I have submitted myself. The ayat of the Quran Sharif which was revealed on the plains of Arafat, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam was mounted on his camel, the Quswa. It was the 9th of Zulhijjah. It was the day of Jummah. It was after Asr. And in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a congregation of 124,000 companions of his. And on that occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was mounted on his camel, the ayats of the Quran Sharif were revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakumul islam deena. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, this day I have perfected for you your religion. And I have completed upon you my favors. And I have chosen for you Islam as your way of life. So this Islam is a way of life which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen for us. And it was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam who gave us the title of Muslim. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. There's no time to go into the details. But huwa sammakum al-muslimin, he is the one who gave you this name, Muslim. So Muslim means submission. To the person who submits himself to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a Muslim. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, I submit myself to the will of Allah ta'ala, then there was no questioning, why, O Allah, are you ordering me to do this? Why are you ordering me to do that? Whatever was the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he accepted. Now we have to relate that to our lives, that we also have said that we are Muslims. But do we also say the same thing, that, oh Allah, whatever is your hukam, in my business, in my home, in my family life, in my social life, in my morals, in my etiquettes, in my business, in anything, oh Allah, whatever is your hukam, that is my wish and my desire. I have no wish and will and desire of my own. Whatever is your hukam, I accept it. If we are going to do that, then we will see the fruits of that in our own lives. And if the entire society and the entire Muslim Ummah has to do that, then they will see the fruits of that obedience in the lives of the entire Muslim society. At present, a few people want to practice on Islam, and the majority of us, we just say we are Muslims. And after that, it is nothing. So then we cannot expect those same results. Agar tum sab log paabande shariat ho jao, to dunya hi mein luta karo maze jannat ke. That if you are going to become paband of shariat, then even in this dunya you will get the maza and the enjoyment and the taste of jannat. The ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got jannat, in jannat, that you will taste in this very world, if only we become paband of the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasul-e-Pak's teachings I have mentioned many times. It is not only for the poor and it's not only for the rich. It's not only for people of a certain country. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings are for all times until the day of Qiyamah. And there is a solution to the problems of the Ummah in the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now if we are going to search for it anywhere outside that, we are not going to find it. We have to find it in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we have to see that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there was complete submission. It is not an easy thing that you don't know beforehand. He did not know beforehand, as I mentioned many times, that the knife is not going to cut the throat of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. As far as he was concerned, it was going to take his life. So it was not an easy thing to do that. But he was willing to do it because it was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam. So what was the result? That not only Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam survived, but we got the well of Zamzam, the water of which we are drinking up till today and people will drink till the day of Qiyamah. And we got the Makkah Sharif, Kaabatullah Sharif and all the things that we are at present desiring to see and to go to. Everything has been because of the barakat of the sacrifice that was made by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his wife Hajira and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So this Islam is the same Islam that we have been asked to accept. The total submission to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now these type of speeches we listen plentiful, that we must submit ourselves totally to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But does it have any kind of impact in our lives? Does it bring about any change after we listen to it? That do we make up our minds that after this gathering or after this get together here on the day of Eid, we have pledged to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we too will submit ourselves to your will and desire. Even though we may have gone very far, even though we may have got many sins in our lives, even though we may have distanced ourselves from you, O my Allah, and my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the Quran and from the Sunnah, but this day, in this Mubarak day, we are pledging that we are going to return to the Quran and the Sunnah. We are seeing what is happening throughout the world. We can see the destruction of our masajid. We can see the destruction of our Quran Sharifs. We can see the destruction of the Muslim Ummah. We can see what is happening in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, and so many other parts of the world. And we all say too that we know that it is because of the weakness of the Muslim Ummah. But who is the Muslim Ummah? We are all part and parcel of the Muslim Ummah. Why should we just sit here and blame people that are in other parts of the world? No doubt, they are also part of the Muslim Ummah. But we should see that do we, say if we were in Palestine, or if we were in Chechnya, or if we were in Kashmir, or we were in Afghanistan, what would have been our situation? Would we have been leading the same lifestyle that we are leading now? So this is the important thing, that we should take a lesson from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's qurbani. And I have mentioned on previous occasions too, that we should not think that this qurbani is just for the distribution of meat to the poor and the needy. That is a benefit of the qurbani. The distribution of meat to poor and needy, it is a benefit. But it is not the purpose and it is not the maqsad of qurbani. We cannot say that if some occasion arises on some time in our lives, if a day comes when everybody has got plentiful of meat to eat, so then we are not going to do qurbani. Because in reality what we should have been doing is placing the knife on the throats of our sons. Because that is what Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it easy for us and he said, well, you sacrifice an animal. But we take a lesson from this animal that it submits itself totally. This person is putting his blade, the blade over the throat of that animal, and the animal is giving its life for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So again we take a lesson from that animal also, that if that animal is prepared to give itself totally to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam, then we as human beings, why should we not be doing the same thing? We should take a lesson from that. As I mentioned previously also, that if you have to look at the masail of qurbani, if a person had to sacrifice that animal before this Eid Salat, person living here in Durban sacrifices his animal before the Eid Salat, then what difference does it make? The whole animal you can go and give it to the poor and needy, it should have been a valid qurbani, but every mufti will tell you that their qurbani is not valid. That we will say is good for the biryani that you want to cook for Eid day. But it's not, as far as masla is concerned, it's not valid for qurbani. Why? In the same way we know, we learned about so many other masail, about the ear, if it is cut more than a third, then it is not valid for qurbani purposes. Then so many other things that are there, with no time to go into the details. Now what do all these things indicate? That the purpose of qurbani is not just the distribution of meat to the poor and needy. It is a hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which we undertake, and even if there is plentiful of meat in the whole society, then too we will do the qurbani. But it is a benefit to give to the poor and needy. So this Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, then there was no turning back. There was no questioning Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of the wisdom behind this hukam or that hukam. There was implicit obedience. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in another ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says the only way of life, the only deen that is acceptable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the deen of Islam. And if any person seeks, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, if he seeks other than Islam, other than this beautiful way of life, if he tries to seek in any other way, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to accept that deen. Allah is not going to accept that way. Because this has been chosen. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left for us a beautiful example. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was questioned that what are these sacrificial animals, he said it is the sunnah of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is well known. But these are the lessons that we should be taking. As I've mentioned even on other Eid al-Adha occasions, that this knife of sacrifice, just as we are putting it on the throat of that animal, we must put the knife of sacrifice on the throat of our evil desires. That these are the things which have led us to a life of misery, anxieties, worries, restlessness. There is no peace, there is no harmony, there is no unity. There is just division and division in the entire Muslim community. Right from the governments of Muslim world up to our individual levels, we find nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries. And the major cause of that is our sins, our indulgence in sins. Because we believe in whatever the Quran Sharif has said. And if it is not, if we are not going to try to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to make our lives happy and comfortable in this world. That is the promise of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. So Allah Ta'ala will make the person's life miserable. Now what we have to do is put that knife on the throat of these evil desires of ours. Let us pledge on this Mubarak occasion that we are pledging, O my beloved Allah, that we are going to put this knife on the throat of our evil desires. And Allah is not going to benefit in any way. Even from the sacrificial animals, Allah Ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Neither does the meat of this animal reaches Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, nor does the blood of the animal reach Allah Ta'ala. He wants to see your taqwa. He wants to see with what intention you are doing the qurbani. If there is just a competition that I bought the biggest animal, I paid the highest price, even though that person doesn't pay that money after that to that farmer for the rest of his life. There are so many people who have done qurbani over the years, and those farmers are still searching for those people where they are gone. They're so pious and great Muslims who are interested in purchasing the best of animals. So we must check our intentions. We must make sure that if we have purchased the animal, then we pay that person immediately or whatever arrangement we have made. But just to show somebody if we are going to do it and afterwards not pay the person, then what kind of a qurbani is that? So our qurbani also Allah Ta'ala wants to see with what niyat we are doing it. So this knife we have to put on the throat of pride. This knife we have to put on the throat of our jealousy and on our envy. We have to put this knife on the throat of our malice and of our greed. We have to put this knife on the throat of whatever sins we are indulging in. If the person is in zina, if he is committing adultery and fornication, and if he is involved in illicit love relationships, which is bringing misery in his life, and which is taking away the barakat of his earnings, and which is destroying his peace and harmony, then the person must put that knife on the throat of the zina today. If the person is stealing, he has committed fraud, then he must put the knife on the throat of that fraud and that stealing, and make the intention and the niyat this very moment, that, oh Allah, I want my du'as to be accepted, so I am pledging to you that I am going to go back and make every effort to repay to whomsoever, whatever is due. If I have taken the property of some yatim or some widow, then I will put the knife on the throat of that evil desire of mine to become rich at the expense of some widow or some orphan. So therefore I am going to go back, and from this very day I am going to make sure that I put my record straight, and I am going to return to whomsoever whatever is due. If the person is going to make that kind of tawbah and leave this place, then indeed that person has benefited from this qurbani that we are going to be doing after the Eid Salat. Otherwise it will mean that we have just fulfilled one ritual that we purchased an animal and put a knife on its throat. But we haven't taken the lessons that we should be taken. And especially in this time, in our country and all over the world, at present there was no other time like this time where so much of sacrifices have to be made. But let us begin with simple little sacrifices in our life. Our selfishness must go. When it comes to our parking, we will just go and park right at the entrance of the masjid, even though it may be blocking all the traffic. We'll park in front of somebody's house, somebody's driveway, somebody's gateway, because we are selfish. We just want to be closest and run quickly to the masjid, but we are not going to see what inconvenience we are causing to that person. Little things, we have to start making sacrifices. We have to sacrifice the selfishness of ours and bring large-heartedness, generosity, kindness, nobility, generosity, charity. If we are going to bring these sifats of taqwa and zuhad and qanaat in us, then we will see what difference it will make, that people will not be needing a lot of speeches to come into the fold of Islam. It will be just our beautiful dealings and our beautiful way of life which will attract them into the fold of Islam. The time has expired, so therefore I conclude with the dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you and the entire Muslim Ummah a very, very happy Eid occasion. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us all on this Mubarak occasion from all kinds of fitnas, all kinds of problems, difficulties, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As I mentioned in the last Eid occasion here, that whilst we are having our salat in comfort and with no problem, and we are not looking at the skies if there's any bomb going to rain upon us, at the same time there are so many people in Palestine, in Kashmir and other parts of the world, that their Eid gift is nothing but a bomb. Their Eid gift is nothing but the taking away of the life of some child or some woman or some innocent person. Their Eid gift is nothing but a fear and a fright which has been put into their hearts by the enemy forces. So this is the time that we should be making a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for His abundant ni'mats upon us, and at the same time praying for those people who are suffering all kinds of problems and difficulties and hardships. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and everyone with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Straighten yourself. And then learn the language of the baby and the child, that the only language the baby knows is cry before the mother. Whatever need of the child, the baby only cries. Cry before your Allah and see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lightens the heart, removes that burden of misery and pain and restlessness. In the crying before Allah ta'ala, there's no depression. The crying over other things creates depression. But crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lightens the heart. You start feeling happy, you start feeling confident that there is somebody on your side, irrespective of what amount of problems and burdens we may be carrying. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the dua that we are about to make and the duas of everyone else on this Mubarak day. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او اللہ فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ دس بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو Oh Allah, we are not extinguishing them before any human being. Oh my beloved Allah, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Oh Allah, it is on your hukam that we have gathered here. Oh my beloved Allah, you have gathered us here for no other reason but you want us to turn towards you and seek forgiveness of our sins. Oh my Allah, we are seeking forgiveness of our sins. Oh my Allah, just 2 days ago, on the plains of Arafat, millions of hujjaj had gathered. Oh Allah, they cried before you. They shed their tears before you. Millions of drops of tears must have been shed on the plains of Arafat. Oh my beloved Allah, on that Mubarak day, oh my beloved Allah, your rahmat knew no bounds and no limits. Oh my beloved Allah, even in these Mubarak days, your rahmat and your mercy knows no limits. Oh Allah, but especially on the day of Arafat, oh Allah, you become closest to the hujjaj. And oh Allah, you accept the du'as that they make. You accept the du'as that every haji makes. Oh my Allah, you forgive the sins of the hujjaj and for those for whom they pray. We may not have been part of that scene where, oh my Allah, we are informed that even if the sins are more than the waves of the ocean, it is forgiven. If the sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, it is forgiven. Oh Allah, we may not have been part of the scene there, but you are the same Allah, oh my beloved Allah, who was forgiving the sins of the hujjaj there. You are our Allah. You are the same Allah that is omnipotent, omnipresent, all-powerful, almighty, all-hearing, all-seeing, all-knowing. Oh my Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you on this Mubarak day of Eid. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents. Oh Allah, if our sins were the trampling of the rights of others, then we will seek forgiveness from them. If it meant that we had committed any kind of fraud or cheating or deceiving, then we will seek forgiveness or will pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. The namazes that we missed, we will make qaza. The fast that we missed, we will make qaza. The zakats that were not paid, we will pay. If hajj is farz, then inshallah next year we will undertake the hajj. Oh my beloved Allah, we are pleading to you. We are seeking, oh my beloved Allah, from you forgiveness of our sins. Open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Oh Allah, how long are you going to keep the doors of mercy and rahmat closed from us because of our sins? If we are not giving up sins in our lives, oh Allah, if we are not giving up the evils of our lives, then why should you close the door of your rahmat and your mercy from us? Oh Allah, You deal with us according to your shan of rahmat and kareemi. Hum to nalayak hai, hum to gunegar hai, hum to siyakar hai, hum to badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum sab kuch hai, lekin bande tere hai. Oh Allah, whatever we may be, but we are your servants. If you are not going to forgive us, who else is there for us that can forgive us? On this Mubarak day, O Allah, when we are extending our hands before you, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us, then which other door is there for us that we can tap? O Allah, who else is there for us before whom we can go and beg? We are ashamed of our sins. O Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. You could have brought about humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon us the moment we committed sins. You could have seized us like you seized the nations of the past. That just one person committed adultery and 70,000 people lost their lives in just one battle. Oh my beloved Allah, in the Nabis of the past, in their ummats, just one person used to commit sin and the suffering everybody had to suffer. You could have seized us also, but oh Allah, because of the rahmat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, you did not seize the whole ummat. Oh Allah, but we are acknowledging before you. We are confessing before you that indeed we are your sinful servants. But this is a day of forgiveness, oh my Allah. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, shower your rahmat upon us. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we have made umbrellas of steel above our heads. And these are the umbrellas of sins, and which is protecting and preventing the rains of rahmat reaching us. But oh Allah, today we are pledging before you. We do not want to return to those sins. It has brought us nothing but misery and anxieties and worries and restlessness. Oh Allah, there's no peace in any home. There's no happiness and joy and satisfaction in any life. There is nothing but anxieties and worries and restlessness. The whole ummah is suffering the restlessness and the worries. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are being pushed from pillar to post. There is no dignity, there is no honor left anymore. But oh Allah, you are the one who accepts tawbah. You are the one who purifies hearts. Even if our hearts have become pitch black with the sins that we have committed. But oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to wash away our hearts.
Wash away the sins of our hearts. Even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are like the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, oh Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you. Bless us with prosperity, oh my Allah. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Bless us with maximum amount of good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. O Allah, we are sick and ailing. Those in the ummah who are sick and ailing, give them cure. O Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with envy, with pride, with jealousy, with arrogance. Our hearts are filled, O my beloved Allah, with evil passions and desires. O my Allah, our hearts have become engulfed with all kinds of sins and vices. Pitch black our hearts have become because of our sins. O Allah, therefore Quranic verses upon verses, hadiths upon hadiths, it does not seem to stir up our hearts. Incidents of ibrat around the world, it does not stir our hearts. Our lifestyles do not change. O Allah, we cannot give up those movies. We cannot give up those drugs. We cannot give up the wine and women. We cannot give up zina, adultery and fornication. No matter how much of deaths we see before us, no matter how much of destruction we see before us, but O Allah, our hearts have become pitch black. Therefore we cannot seem to sense anything. O my beloved Allah, on this Mubarak day, we are asking you to purify our hearts. O Allah, remove the evils from our hearts. Light up our hearts. O Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of zuhad. Light up our hearts with the noor of sabr and shukr. Light up our hearts, O my Allah, with your marifat, with your yaqeen. O Allah, bless us with your closeness. Bless us with such a bond of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to follow his lifestyle. It becomes extremely easy for us to follow his teachings. O Allah, give us such muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we do everything that is pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O my beloved Allah, do not punish us on our crimes and on our sins. O Allah, do not seize us on our sins. O Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. O Allah, you have destroyed nations of the past. And even today there is so much of destruction because of sins. O Allah, protect each and every one of us. Protect the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, O Allah, remove their difficulties and problems. Give us the realization that in the taking of interest and the giving of interest, there's going to be no barakat in our lives, no barakat in our homes, no barakat in our earnings, no barakat in our businesses, no barakat in our families. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that it is only in pleasing you that we will find happiness in our hearts, that we will find contentment and satisfaction. Oh Allah, bless us with qanaat in our lives. Ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere rahim Allah, ay mere kareem Allah, hum gunahgar tere samne haath phailaye hue hain. Mere Allah, agar tune nigah-e rahmat pher li to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kahan. Oh Allah, if your mercy is only for the pious and the righteous ones, then to whom are we sinful ones going to turn? Oh Allah, your mercy is for the sinful ones, and we are acknowledging that we are sinful, and oh Allah, we are pledging that we do not want to return to those sins. Assist us and help us, oh my Allah. Make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us into the gutters of sin, oh Allah. It hasn't brought happiness in anybody's heart. Oh my beloved Allah, our life is going by. Oh Allah, just one accident, just the burning up of one train and 300 people lose their lives. Oh Allah, one plane crash and 300-400 people are gone. One earthquake and thousands of people are gone. Every day there are murders and killings. Every day there's earthquakes and tremors. Every day somewhere in the world there's a gale force wind or there's a flood water that is destroying lives. Oh my beloved Allah, how can we be content? How can we be complacent that in spite of our sins nothing is going to happen? Oh my Allah, give us the realization that we must turn towards you. For everything lies in your hands. Our lives are in your hands. Oh Allah, we are watching daily how young, fit, healthy people are leaving this world. Oh Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death can strike anywhere. He can strike at any time. He does not give any warning before striking. He does not only see the old and the feeble before he takes a life. Oh Allah, young, fit and healthy people can suddenly go. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Oh Allah, we have read in newspapers and heard with our own ears, and we have seen, oh my beloved Allah, how janazas of those people were leaving from areas of prostitution. Oh Allah, we have read in the newspapers how suddenly a person's life was taken away, and in many other places in the world, how earthquakes took away the lives of those people who were engaged in adultery or fornication at that time. Oh Allah, what kind of a death would that be if a person has to die in a casino, if he has to die in a gambling den, if he has to die in a cinema or a theater, if he has to die in adultery or fornication, if he has to die with a filthy porn magazine in his hands, if he has to die glued to the filthy picture on the television screen. Oh Allah, when the thought of sin comes into our hearts, at that time give us the realization is death is closer to us than even the thought that has come to our minds. Oh my beloved Allah, restrain us. Oh Allah, give us the restraining power from sins. We know that the moment we restrain ourselves from sins and we get forgiveness of our sins, then we will find the gardens of Jannat in our hearts. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. Oh meer, I know that the gardens of Jannat are far away, but the arif of Allah Ta'ala has got gardens of Jannat in his heart. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. On this Mubarak day, oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially, oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Afghanistan, the Mujahideen of Palestine, the Mujahideen of Kashmir, the Mujahideen of Chechnya. Oh my beloved Allah, in the protection of their lives, for the protection of the deen, for the protection of the masajid, for the protection of Masjid Aqsa, and for the protection of Deen-e-Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, they are being bombarded from all sides. Oh Allah, they are being bulldozed, their homes are being bulldozed. Oh Allah, if one little child has to throw a stone, dozens of homes are bulldozed. Ay mere pyare Allah, ab to tu musalmano ke haal par raham farma. We know that it is because of our weakness, oh my Allah. We know that it is because of our sins that your rahmat is still is not coming down. Oh my Allah, but we know that in spite of our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink. In spite of our sins, you are giving us so much to wear. In spite of our sins, you are giving us good homes and good transport. Oh my beloved Allah, so much of your ni'mats you are giving us in spite of all the sins that we commit day and night. Oh Allah, therefore we are asking you that, oh Allah, we know that we are sinful, but you assist us and help us, oh Allah. Open the doors of your nusrat. Oh Allah, send your angels as you sent in the battle of Badr. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai ke jo Uhud ka Allah tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai jo Khandaq ka Allah tha. Today you are the same Allah who was in the battle of Khandaq. You are the same Allah who was at the time of Fatah Makkah. Ay Allah, we have become weak. You haven't become weak. Allah, you haven't become weak. Teri qudrat ke andar koi kami nahi aayi. Ay Allah, tu dushmanan-e-Islam ko ya to hidayat de. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, cause their planes to crash. Oh Allah, cause their planes to crash. Oh Allah, shake up the ground beneath the feet of the enemy forces. Oh Allah, you have that power, and we know you have that power. We know that it is because of our weakness that it is being held back. But oh Allah, you can send down the angels as you sent in the battle of Badr. 313 people against 1,000 fully armed. But you assisted and helped the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Oh Allah, you send the Ababil to destroy Abraha and his people. Oh Allah, they came with elephants and a huge army. But you sent tiny little birds with tiny little pebbles to destroy them. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Hum kamzor hai, tu kamzor nahi hai. Allah, hamari madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, unke jihazon ko gharq kar de, unke jihazon ko takra de. Oh Allah, unko aapas mein lada de. Create such division and disunity in their alliance that, oh Allah, they fight amongst themselves. Either give them hidayat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, but if there's no hidayat of Islam and Iman for them, and they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept, and they are going to reject you and your teachings and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will create obstacles and problems for the Muslim Ummah, then, oh my beloved Allah, then you shake them up like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, tu hamara banja, aur hame apna bana le. If you become ours, then everything is ours. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us comfort. Everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Agar ek to nahi mera to koi she nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, those who have passed away and given their lives, accept their shahadat, O my beloved Allah. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And those whom they have left behind, give them sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem. Allah, masjid-e aqsa ki tu hifazat farma. Zalim yahudi ke haath se, ay Allah, tu masjid-e aqsa ki hifazat farma. Allah, masjid-e aqsa ko chhuda le zalim yahudi ke haathon se. Ay mere pyare khuda, in yahudiyon ko ya to hidayat de, ya barbaad farma. Ay Allah, masjid-e aqsa ki hifazat farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, tu musalmanon ki nusrat aur madad farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere rahim Allah, ek din is duniya ko chhod kar jana hai. We have to leave this world. We have to also head towards our graveyards. Oh my beloved Allah, how many janazas we have carried. How many janazas we have shouldered. One day we too have to come before you. We have to answer for all our doings. Oh my Allah, we are accountable for every action of ours. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah before we depart from this world. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of our brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh Allah, there's so much of division and disunity. Give the tawfiq of the husbands to fulfill the rights of their wives, and the wives to fulfill the rights of their husbands. Oh Allah, the children to fulfill the rights of their parents, and the parents to fulfill the rights of their children. Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Ay Allah, Musalman hukumato ko tu hidayat de. Oh Allah, give them some realization. How long are they going to sit on their thrones, oh my Allah? How long are they going to wear their crowns and keep on supporting the enemy forces? Ay mere pyare Allah, how long are they going to live with their oil wealth? Ay mere Allah, give them hidayat. Ay Allah, give them hidayat. اے اللہ ان کو حق کے اوپر قائم فرما, صراط مستقیم کے اوپر قائم فرما. یا اللہ, یا تو ان کو ہدایت دے, یا مسلمانوں کو صحیح حکومت نصیب فرما. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, when the time of our death comes, oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any sinful way of life. Ey Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let there be a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. And let the angel of death at that time, oh my beloved Allah, show us some tajalli of yours, oh my Allah, at that time. That our soul becomes dancing towards you and does not remain attached to the things of this world. And Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. We are seeking from you the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Oh Allah, we require all kinds of people in our community. Oh Allah, those who are studying at the colleges and the universities. Ya Allah, those who are becoming engineers, doctors, teachers. Oh my beloved Allah, protect them from the fitnas at those institutions. But oh Allah, make them successful and make them assets of our communities. Oh Allah, the huffaz, the qurras, those who are studying at the madrasas, at the darul ulooms. Oh my beloved Allah, give all of them success. Oh my beloved Allah, accept their khidmat and the services of deen. All the works of deen which are taking place, oh Allah, accept them. Bless each and every worker of deen with ikhlas in his life. Ey mere pyare Allah, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, how can we forget on this mubarak occasion when millions of pilgrims have gathered at Makkah Mukarramah, at Mina and Arafat. Oh Allah, how can we forget the mubarak hajj of my beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. On that occasion, oh my Allah, how much my Nabi cried for the ummah. Oh Allah, that masoom, that sinless Nabi of yours, Allah, who went through so much of torture, so much of trials. Oh my Allah, who sacrificed so much of his blood. So much of his blood was shed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places. Allah who stood whole night in prayer praying for the Ummah. Oh Allah who was ostracized for 3 solid years in Shabib ibn Abi Talib. Allah, the time came over the Sahabas when they had to chew the leaves of trees to survive. When they had to chew leather to survive. Allah, that Nabi of yours, how much of du'as he made for us on that last pilgrimage. Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with his 124,000 glorious companions. Oh Allah, we can just picture that scene. 124,000 people, each and every one with a purified heart. None of them like us with sinful, dirty hearts. None of them with jealousy, malice and greed. In the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they had purified their hearts. Allah, now they had come for Hajj. Allah, in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when they called out, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Oh Allah, what a labbaik that must have been of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he said, I am present, oh my Allah, I am present. Oh Allah, he was indeed present. Oh Allah, when Abu Bakr called out labbaik, when my beloved Usman and Ali called out labbaik, when my beloved Umar Farooq called out labbaik, oh Allah, what a kind of labbaik that must have been. Oh Allah, those 124,000 companions in the company of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each and every one of them a guiding star and a shining light. Oh Allah, how much of du'as they made for the ummah, and especially my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, how much of du'as he made. Hajr Aswad ko chum karke mere Nabi ne jo manga tha. Ey Allah, rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha. Ey mere pyare Allah, mataf mein chal karke jo mere pyare Nabi ne manga tha. Ey Allah, rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha. Behind under the mizab-e rahmat, the crying and the tears of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for the ummah. Ey Allah, the namazes that he made in Hatim and he begged of you. Oh Allah, he attached himself to the multazam for so long and he cried. Ey Allah, how long he cried. Ey Allah, his ihram became wet with his tears. Ey Allah, his beard became wet with his tears. For whom was he crying, oh my Allah? Ey Allah, he was crying for the ummah. The du'as that he made behind the Muqam-e Ibrahim, after Zamzam on Safa and Marwa at Mina, and especially in Arafat from Zuhur till Maghrib, Ey Allah, at Muzdalifa. Oh Allah, all the du'as that he made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, Oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummah is in fraud, that ummah is in gambling, that ummah is in adultery and fornication, that ummah is in the casinos, that ummah popping drugs into their mouths, that ummah indulging in all kinds of sins and vices. Oh Allah, when he is informed that even in your Mubarak city of Madinah Tayyibah, that ummah is watching filthy television programs. That Mubarak city of yours, just a few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, the filthiest of films are shown on dish television. Ey Allah, when he is informed in Makkah Mukarrama, that ummah of yours for whom you cried so much at the Multazam, that ummah is indulging in so much of sins and vices. Ey Allah, give us the realization that we are causing so much of injury and pain to that Rasul of ours whom we claim to love. Ay, mere Allah, give us the true love of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the himmat and the tawfiq to throw out of our homes and our lives all the filth that has entered our homes and our lives. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ey Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein humari duaon ko qubool farma. Hum jaise bhi hai qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. May Allah Ta'ala accept the Hajj of all those gone for Hajj and the Qurbani of all those making Qurbani, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive all those who passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus.